We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Carpenter is ready. A 31-yard attempt from the left hash. The ball is down. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And the game is over. The Buffalo Bills with a fourth quarter comeback, and it's Dan Carpenter, the former Dolphin, who wins it.
Sounds a lot more dramatic when you put the entire end of the game up next to your field goal. Maybe that's the way it will be remembered. 33 seconds. There was some stuff going on in that 33 seconds, but a huge kick, a big kick for you. Do you feel pressure? Do you think about the consequences of kicks when you get out there to kick a field goal like that?
The consequences are big on any field goal. You know, whether, you know, it's one in the first quarter or the game winner at the end, you know, they all count the same. They're all worth 3 points. So their points are so hard to come by in this league that, you know, every opportunity you get to put points on the board is a big opportunity.
Dan Carpenter joins us in studio, the Bills kicker. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. I know you downplayed it last Thursday when I talked to you, and I know after the game you did as well. Returning to Miami, you're trying to make everybody believe, did not mean that much to you?
I mean, it's important, and it means a lot because it's a game winner, you know, and anything I can do to help the team win, I'm going to give it my 100%, you know, to help us get a win. So, it was important in that way. It wasn't any kind of trying to stick it back to the Dolphins or anything like that. You know, it's like I said all week, you know, I haven't had any hard feelings about what happened. You know, I understand that, this league is a business as well. And so, I'm happy to be in Buffalo. I've been greeted with open arms up here, and everyone's been great. And, I'm just excited to continue on this season and see where it heads.
Yeah, I promise this is the last question I'll ask about sticking it to Miami. But nobody likes to be fired. Nobody likes to be let go. You claimed, and when we talked Thursday, you said you got a fair shot at training camp to hold on to the job. There's not a little bit of you that thinks, good, I'm glad I played well, and the team that thought I wasn't good enough.
Well, I'm glad I played well because, you know, this whole season I want to play well. You know, I want to show everyone that I can still kick the football and still do my job at a high level.
And that's it. Okay.
Everyone in this league is there's not too many guys that get to leave this league on their own terms. So everyone either gets cut or released or, you know, fired, however you want to put it. You know, it's usually not on your own terms. So, I was grateful to play there for 5 years. I'm excited about, you know, what this season holds and, what the future holds from there.
Dan Carpenter, Bills kicker in studio with us, talking about that game a little bit. The earlier field goal, and we were talking about this off air, it appeared that the snap was a little offline, and I thought Brian Moorman did a really good job of handling the snap quickly and getting it in place for you.
Yeah, obviously Garrison, the snapper, wasn't real happy with it, but, you know, Brian said it wasn't as bad as everyone thought it was. Maybe that's just 13 years of experience talking there. So, it's great to have some veteran guys out there as well to, make my job easier.
And you have had to adjust to Brian over the last couple of weeks. It seems like it's been a pretty seamless transition with Brian as your holder.
Yeah, experience is something it's kind of hard to find in this league at times. So, when you got a guy that's done it for, you know, double-digit years in this league, it's something special.
I know you talked about this in the post game yesterday, the go-ahead field goal with 33 seconds left, and the kickoff that followed. You weren't happy with the way you hit it, obviously.
No,
that wasn't the plan, by the way, right?
No, obviously, like I said, after the game, the ball been flying pretty well that way. In that stadium, it usually does. And, I just was really disgusted with myself that I gave them an opportunity to return. You know, obviously, Thigpen there for them he's a great returner, has been for a couple years now here. And so, it was something I wasn't happy with, giving him an opportunity, especially in that situation in the game. And fortunately enough for our team, our defense went out and got off the field and won us the game.
Did you get in on the tackle on Thigpen?
I wanted to do everything I could to get him down on the ground because I did not want the game to end that way. But I got a pretty good shot on him, and to his credit, he uh, he kind of caught his balance and kept going, but I guess it was enough to slow him down for the rest of the pursuit to catch up.
Did that kick off, the fact that you didn't hit it the way you wanted, did that alter your enjoyment about really what went down, winning the game, you contributing as much as you did? I mean, did that make it less enjoyable for you?
Yeah, I mean, I really felt like that was the one bad ball that I had all day, you know, on all my kickoffs and field goals and everything. You know, it was not... You know, it definitely puts a little damper on it, you know, but, you know, I'm definitely my harshest critic. So, you know, I'll look at it here on film and see if I can figure out what happened. But, you know, it's just something I can't do and put our team in a situation like that.
Hey, Dan, my broadcast partner on the play-by-play, Mark Kelso, tells me I shouldn't mention the fact that you have this streak going, that it's kind of like you never mention a no-hitter when the pitcher's in the middle of a no-hitter.
That's right.
It is, I'm going to say it, 15 consecutive field goals now. Have you ever been in a groove like this?
Yeah, I can't remember back. You know, to be a good kicker in this league, you know, you're going to go through streaks where you make a few in a row. You know, it's just kind of, you know, if you're going to be at 80%, you got to make 8 out of 10, and that's just, you know, how it goes. So, you know, you giving me a hard time earlier in the week because I think it was, what, 12 at that point,
yes.
And you were asking me if I, you know, believed in jinxes, and
yes.
Then you asked me, you know, told me that I had made 12 in a row and told me not to hold it against you.
Right.
So I guess, you know, it worked out so far. You know, it's like I said, though, too, you know, it doesn't matter if you make 30 in a row or 10 in a row. You know, at some point in between there, you know, you're going to miss one. And whether you want to consider that a jinx for the last person who said you'd made it in a row or not, I guess just don't be the last one to say it before I miss them.
Last question for you. If you had a chance, you know, to catch your breath when you think about, you know, late August, early September, you're released by Miami, you go to Arizona, you go to the Jets, you come here to the Bills, and I think at the time nobody knew how long you'd play, whether Dustin Hopkins would be back the next week or whatever. Have you had a chance to catch your breath and think, this kind of worked out as I look back on this?
Yeah, you know, it's... It's been crazy. It still is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know, thinking back, obviously, a wife and I having our first kid,
yeah.
You know, getting cut from the Dolphins, and then, you know, having our first boy, and then going on, you know, going out to Arizona for a couple days, playing in one preseason game, coming home, you know, home less than 24 hours, back on the plane to, you know, New York for the Jets for a preseason game, you know, leaving there the next day, and it was just... It was so up and down, you know, I felt like I had a great opportunity everywhere I went, but, you know, it just didn't work out. So I ended up in Buffalo. You know, it's obviously it's an unfortunate thing with an injury to have to take over, but, you know, it's a great situation. You know, it's a great opportunity for me and a great situation for Dustin to, you know, take the season and get healthy and get ready for next year.
Dan, thanks. Congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the kicks. Thanks for coming in here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Dan Carpenter, Bills kicker, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.